our attachments and addictions to which we give time and energy and attention are evidence of our unrelenting longings and desires. In the end, they fail to satisfy, and ultimately, if we're lucky, bring us to our knees. To whom or to what do we give our time and energy and attention? Not out of love, but out of compulsion. What really is our treasure, our pearl of great price? Benedictine Father John Main says that the field where the treasure is buried is the heart. Prayer is the journey to the field of the heart, where, he says, we make the greatest possible discovery for any human being to make, that the Lord Jesus dwells there, that God not only is, God is here, God is always, God is in our hearts. When the saint and mystic Catherine of Genoa discovered the treasure, her pearl of great price, she ran through the streets of town crying like a nut. My deepest me is God. God as me, God in me, God and me. Any of these taken by itself leads to distortion. Taken all together, they're still incomplete. Yet to finally make the greatest possible discovery for any human being to make, to find our treasure, the pearl of great price, and be freed at last of our attachments, addictions, and compulsions, able to let go of the very ground we cling to. God in us, God within us, leads us where we would not and could not go on our own. This movement of grace, this graceful movement, is like that of poet Rainer Rilke's swan when he nervously lets himself down into the water, which receives him gaily, and which flows joyfully under and after him, wave after wave, while the swan, unmoving and marvelously calm, is pleased to be carried each moment more fully grown, more like a king, further and further on.